All right. It is Thursday morning, and it is the best summer ever at WTCM and all across northern Michigan. And each week at this time, we check in with Dave Lorenz from Travel Michigan to talk about another place to maybe visit this summer when you're looking for ideas. And we're going to be bouncing around northern Michigan and even some downstate stuff, too, because it is all Michigan. But today, our stop is in Benzie County, and Dave is joining us this morning. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack. I was just talking about this area last night to a group at a legislators' town meeting over here in the Dearborn area. So we were talking about Benzie County. The group was asking me places to go and things to do, and there was this couple of couples actually looking for the things that you can do in the Benzie County area. So I feel like I'm really prepared today.
Well, Benzie County is one of those is one of the neat counties because it is still vastly rural. I mean, there's a lot of outdoor things, nature, the beauty of nature is right there. So what are some of the things you want to point out for folks who might not live right near Benzie County, but an opportunity for them to come and visit?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, when you mentioned the outdoors, one of the things that Michigan is becoming really well known for throughout the country is birding. You know, you don't really necessarily think of certain places for birding, but in the Benzie Beulah area, you're going to find a really great place just to find more than 270 different bird species that come through the Benzie County area. You know, certain places along the shoreline really make for good birding spots, and this is one of them. The Audubon Club Memorial Lookout is right there in the Betsy River Marsh area. Really is ideal. If you're into birds, you're going to find a whole bunch of different species there. But for most people, they think of that Benzie Beulah area really more so because of the, you know, paddle sport opportunities, canoeing, kayaking on the Betsy River. I've done that.
Yeah, that's a beautiful river.
It really is. And, of course, if you're into fishing, there's a lot of fishing in the area too. But I just love the paddle sports, and you're going to be able to enjoy all that. Now, they've just started a boat cruise that's taking off from Frankfort going to the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. So that's another really cool new thing there. Otherwise, you know, jump in the small boats either on the Betsy or the Platte River and have a great time.
Yeah, and one of the things I like about Benzie County is, you know, it is a place where you can go for a nice ride in the country and interspersed with stops in great small towns.
Absolutely. Well, I do like Benzie and Beulah, but also, you know, little Thompsonville and Frankfort and such. Here's something that I probably shouldn't tell anybody, but I'm going to, just between us.
Okay.
If you go to the Frankfort area and then you go south on M-22, right along the shoreline, first off, you're going to notice a couple of sightseeing locations. Make sure to look at those right along the shoreline. Look north, and you're going to see some fantastic views of Sleeping Bear. But you'll see a road called Lovejoy Road. Lovejoy. So if you're going south on M-22, turn left on Lovejoy, go down the road just a little bit out into the country. You'll see a little white church on the right. Turn right at that street, go to the bottom of the hill, and if there's nobody around, be very careful now. Put your car in neutral. You're going to roll up the hill. You'll roll up the hill.
I've done it.
Isn't that weird? I mean, they call it a magnetic hill. Who knows if it's an optical illusion? Who knows if it's some, you know, weird magnetic force? Doesn't really matter. It's a really cool experience.
Yeah, it's fun. Sometimes you don't need to know the answer.
That's right.
Just enjoy.
It is. And you know, and then, of course, probably the best known thing about the Benzie County area is Crystal Mountain Resort, a fantastic four-season resort. There's always something to do. They have the new Nordic slide out there now, so you can slide down a hill just like you were a kid. You can pretend like it's wintertime and the beautiful sunshine. You can enjoy the water and the great facilities they have there. They have the new spa. Man, it's a great place.
Yes, it is. And isn't it, they also have that art park there, the Michigan Legacy Art Park?
That's right, Michigan Legacy Art Park, about 30 acres of kind of wooded area right there at the resort. And they have all these really impressive, very beautiful outdoor sculptures that you can enjoy as you're walking through the woods. It's a nice hike, too, up and down the hills through the Legacy Art Park.
Very good. Hey, real quick question, and before I let you go, and I'm assuming you know, but you may not know all the details. I was reading or saw somewhere that the Pure Michigan campaign, of course, has gone out to cable and television, and it's a national thing now. We've got billboards in Times Square. Is that what I read?
Yeah, there's actually, well, we're calling it a four-panel. It's actually a five-panel billboard right in, you know, the crossroads of Times Square. And, you know, the great thing about that is it's part of this big nationwide campaign. Times Square is kind of the window of the world.
Yes.
And anybody who travels into New York has to see Times Square. And, of course, there's all that business of locals. And, you know, New York, it's a great city, great place to visit. Wouldn't want to live there myself. But, you know, it's a great place. So, you know, a lot of people go there. The people who live there, though, are looking for a release. You know, they're looking to escape from that business jungle. And we think that when they see those Pure Michigan billboards, they're going to say, hey, there's a place I haven't been to before. Let's go and enjoy Michigan, Pure Michigan, and we'll start our trip at michigan.org.
Very good. Dave, thank you very much. We'll check in with you next week.
Thank you, Jack. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dave Lorenz with Travel Michigan, and we're doing it right here on WTCM. It's the best summer ever.